And as I mentioned, Dr. Joni Hope will be in Ketchikan, and she is giving a presentation. She's a gynecological oncologist, and she's going to give a presentation in Ketchikan, and we'll learn more about that and more about her. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Yep. Oh, very good. Thanks so much for joining me. And tell me, I guess, what is bringing you to Ketchikan?
Well, actually, we are doing an event through the Friday Night Insight series at the Southeast Alaska Visitor Center from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's a community event where we're going to be featuring a documentary called No Evidence of Disease, which is about gynecologic cancer through the eyes of a rock and roll band made up of six gynecologic oncologists spread throughout the country. And I happen to be in that band. I'm a gynecologic oncologist. I practice in Anchorage, Alaska. We're the only gynecologic oncology practice in the state. We service all women with women's cancers below the belt, taking care of women through that really difficult process.
And as you said, I imagine so many of those cancers, there aren't signs and symptoms for many of them. Is that correct? So they don't get diagnosed until later.
Well, actually, there are a lot of signs and symptoms of gynecologic cancers. There's lots of different types of gynecologic cancers. We're talking about cancers of the lining of the uterus itself. Those cancers do have symptoms, absolutely. Those symptoms usually involve bleeding when you shouldn't be bleeding, whether that's after menopause or whether that's at an irregular time before menopause. We take care of cervical cancer, which also has signs and symptoms, often bleeding as well or abnormal pap tests. We take care of ovarian cancer, fallopian tube cancer, and a related cancer called primary peritoneal cancer. Those cancers are the ones that typically are harder to diagnose early. Usually by the time signs and symptoms develop, the cancer has progressed.
And you mentioned you're in a band, and you, I guess, put together this, or you're part of this film that will be showed tomorrow. How did you get involved with a band?
Well, No Evidence of Disease is the name of the band. It's a national rock and roll band. We have three albums, working on our fourth, and we've been together for 8 years. We've raised over $1 million for gynecologic cancer causes, and we play in rock and roll venues throughout the country, usually associated with a cancer awareness event or a fundraiser event to raise awareness about women's cancers in a very creative way. So I trained in New York City and got auditioned and became a part of that band, like I said, 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago. And I moved to Alaska in 2010, so the band was already well underway. But a few years after the band initiated a documentary film organization company called Spark Media independently approached us and wanted to tell the story of gynecologic cancer in a very creative way, and they asked if we would be willing to be the subject of the documentary. So for about a year and a half, Spark Media followed each of these six gynecologic oncologists in their locations. And for me, I started in New York, but I moved to Alaska, so the documentary took place while I made that decision to relocate from New York City to Anchorage, Alaska. So it shows that transition, and it shows some of what we contend with here. But it also shows the stories of the gynecologic oncologists in North Carolina, in Portland, Oregon, in New Orleans, Louisiana, in New York City. And then it tells the story of our patients. So it gives you both the doctor's perspective, the patient's perspective, but then also sort of the joining force of music and how music can be a really creative and wonderful healing process.
And what are some of, I guess, the themes of the songs?
Well, the themes of the songs are sort of the themes of traditional rock and roll music. They're not specifically about gynecologic cancer or cancer at all. There's a few which are certainly impacted by our experiences, but they're about things that you relate to, like love and loss and struggle and hope and relationships and overcoming. And, you know, there are some that are more obviously related, but generally these are the intention is to produce good music, excellent music even, that people want to listen to. And then when they delve deeper and find out, well, what is this band all about? They realize that, whoa, these are six gynecologic oncologists. Wow. And then, you know, you go to our website, you look at the actual CD inserts, you realize that it's all for a good cause, and it sort of spreads from there.
And you are located all over the United States. How easy is it to get together to perform?
Well, we usually have about maybe 4 to 6 gigs a year. We're about to go play in Washington, D.C. We played in Chicago and New York City over the summer. The band is actually coming to Alaska first week of June, and going to play in Juneau, Homer, and Anchorage at that time. So we basically, the way that we work now, because we've been together for so many years, is we rehearse on our own. We write remotely the music, and then when we have a performance, we fly in a day early, we intensely rehearse together, and then we do the gig, and then we fly out.
So tomorrow, that would be tomorrow. Tomorrow night, there will be the presentation, the showing of the documentary. What else will happen the night? They'll show the documentary. Will there be question answer session? What will the structure be?
So I will be coming to Ketchikan, which I'm really excited. I've actually haven't been to Ketchikan since 2003, when I first was exposed to how amazing Alaska was, and it was the last rotation of my medical school. When I was in New York City, I came up to Metlakatla for a month, and I got the opportunity to be in Ketchikan periodically when I was accompanying patients from Metlakatla to receive services in Ketchikan. So that's actually how I got even interested in Alaska at all. So I'm so happy to be coming back to Ketchikan now that I've been living in Alaska, you know, since 2010. So there, but I'm going to be coming with some other representatives from the nonprofit Let Every Woman Know. Let Every Woman Know is an Alaska-based nonprofit that I was one of the founding members of, dedicated to raising awareness about gynecologic cancers and to helping women in the state of Alaska and their families with early detection and awareness and survivor support. So one of the board members of Let Every Woman Know and our program director are going to be with me, and we're going to be doing a talk at which will be during the day for community and medical providers. But then in the evening at the Southeast Alaska Visitor Center from 6 to 8, we'll show the documentary, and after that we'll have a questions and answer. So anyone who has any questions or wants to share their thoughts will be absolutely welcome, and I'll be there to participate in that Q&A.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm just really excited to be there, and I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Okay, thank you much. It sounds interesting. I was thinking about, you know, discussing kind of signs and symptoms and things, but I'm thinking probably it's best to watch the film and get a sense from that. Because people.
Well, the film is the film certainly tells the story. And I'd be happy to discuss signs and symptoms whenever you'd like to. You can also go to our website at leteverywomanknow.org and find more out there. But for sure, you know, any questions that people have, I'd be very happy to answer.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for joining me.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Joni Hope, again, she will be making a presentation showing that film tomorrow night at the Southeast Alaska Discovery Center. The film starts at 6 p.m.